Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
We're live,
and you're hanging out with My Fix It Up Life, and we are tackling the biggest question that there is.
The biggest question that there is. Life after death?
Maybe in a home improvement.
Oh, the biggest question in home improvement. The big thing that people talk about is the HGTV effect.
I think our show is doing a disservice sometimes because that's not how the real life is. And we have dedicated professionals that are focused just on that project 24/7. Now, when you look at other projects and you bring in subcontractors, they're bouncing around to other work they have going on. So, of course, our projects get done a lot faster. But when you look at private projects, they're like, oh, why can't it get done in 1 hour? I'm like, sorry. not going to happen that way.
Because we don't have 800 people in your kitchen right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. When we show up, Cousins Undercover, we have, workers, I would say minimum 50 at any point. That's all trades. And volunteers, another 50. So 100 people inside and outside of the house and doing projects all over design and construction.
So, you know, as far as the expectation goes of people thinking that they can get or they can actually do a project, you know, I'm going to like tear out this wall and I'm going to make an open floor plan in a weekend, or I'm going to, you know, remodel my bathroom. But on the other side of it too, you know, thinking about the HGTV effect is that there are all of these new inspirations that people are in touch with.
Sure.
And, you know, is it, the thing about it is though, is it seems to be centered a lot around open floor plan, granite, you know, hardwood floors, you know, things like that. And those are kind of the themes of
open floor plan.
Let's see.
Do I have an open floor plan here?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow.
See that?
Hold on. Is that a fireplace back there in the corner?
That is a corner fireplace wrapped in 200-year-old barn wood.
Oh, my God.
Get
out.
Barn in Ohio that we took down.
Hang up the call. Hang up the call.
Kind of go up and
look at that.
Let me see if I can get it for you. You can see the ceilings up there. They're 35-foot ceilings.
Holy smokes.
This was the build of my life. And I have a Red Range. This is all I wanted.
Oh, my goodness. I am jealous of that.
See that right there?
That is gorgeous.
Teresa's jelly gel. How many burners do you have on that? Like 42?
I think like 75.
Do you guys cook?
We do cook a lot.
So you're going to use that stove?
I'm Italian. Come on.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Please.
I didn't check that off on the list. Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Well,
speaking of cooking, Anthony and I are doing a cooking show on YouLive this summer.
Get out.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
So cooking, are you grilling or are you cooking inside?
It's all grilling. It's outside. And it's us just kicking back, having beers, cooking the food that we love, a lot of meat, a lot of protein.
Nice.
So we can find that on YouLive?
Yes, that'll be up in August.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Still summertime and getting ready for, you know, football season. Everybody's looking for recipes for tailgating and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, take advantage of that 1,000-square-foot patio you have. Everyone's going to be coming over thinking you're grilling out there all the time.
Hey, I love having parties. People can come over.
Fantastic. Now, were you disappointed in yourself when you didn't build your house in 1 week?
I was a little upset. I kind of hit myself a little bit. And I'm like, come on, John, you can build faster than that.
But, you know, when you're doing a project for HGTV versus doing a project in your business, you know, is it more, wouldn't want to say, like, is it less stressful when you have a longer deadline to work with?
You know what? No. I wish we could do it on the timetable that we do it on TV and we had the resources, but it's just not economically feasible. There's no way someone's going to spend that type of money to get it done that fast. And that's what it comes down to. If you want the work done in a weekend, well, I could bring 75 guys over, but you got to pay them all.
Right. Yes.
That's so true.
Yeah. And they have to stay up all night and live somewhere close.
Yes,
and
correct.
All the rest of that. Yeah.
Correct.
See, there's infrastructure
that's
involved.
That's the thing about TV. It's such a fantasy to be able to get something like that done. You don't realize, a lot of people don't realize when they're watching the shows that there's so many talented people behind the scenes that you don't see. And then
yep.
You do see a little bit of, but you don't know exactly how much they're contributing and how hard they're working, too, which is...
There is no way we could do the show that we do without the team that we have. I mean, we have a whole art department that focuses on getting all the materials for our design projects. Then we have our construction department that gets all the materials for construction. And Anthony and I float back and forth, and we're helping both out throughout the entire project. So you're talking about a staff of 30 people.
Amazing.
I mean, it's insane.
Amazing. So
and you have a television crew there. Like, how much physical space that you don't see on TV does your setup take? Like, trucks parked in the street and deliveries and all that stuff. Are you like all the way down
whole
the
street.
Block? The whole thing.
Whole street. We block off the whole street. That's the only way. I mean, we have cops and security that are at the home 24/7 because we have so much material and expensive things there that the guys are working 24/7. So we have to make sure that nothing happens.
Yeah, you can't lock it up because it never...
Nope.
The lights don't go down on your Broadway, John Culinary.
They do not go down.
It
is crazy.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing your house with us. It really is beautiful. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely gorgeous, and that you and your wife work so hard to put everything to... Like, and how well you get along. You know, not only, like, it's hard to work with your spouse. That's the thing.
You love work with him. Come
I
on,
like
don't
working
lie.
With him, but we've been doing this for, we've been working together for, what, 10 years?
A long time, John. Long time. And it wouldn't work if we didn't love each other.
No.
I don't want to go too far down the joke road. That would pay disrespect to how great she is.
I don't think it would really work, you know, being able to make such a beautiful home if you and your wife didn't love each other as much and you
sure.
and your cousin didn't love each other as much as you do and respect each other. It comes across in everything that you do. And I hope that's part of the HGTV effect, too, is, you know, that... You know, families can get along, and you can work together, and you can make something beautiful together, too.
Well, I think the one thing, and you're absolutely right about the HGTV effect, it is bringing people together. And I think when people see our show, they see the volunteers, the workers, Anthony and I. We're a huge family, and we become really good friends with all these people involved. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't want drama for drama's sake. I just want good building, great design, and have a lot of fun while you're doing it.
Well, see, that is really refreshing. I hear that from a lot of people that, you know, they want to get back to the old HGTV where it was design shows, where, you know, there were real, you know, how to do things and not all of, like, the renovation realities where I always feel, like, I've watched that show and I feel, like, awful for the people that are... That have no idea that...
Oh, the guy who tries to finish his basement because he worked for a construction guy for a month in high school 10 years ago, takes on huge projects and gets in over his head. It gives us kind of like, you know, a little breakdown.
Yeah, it makes me very nervous that they take off 2 days off of work and think that they're going to be able to do a giant project. So You know, getting back to like real stuff, being able to, and being inspired by all, like, you know, all the gorgeousness that you're able to do on those shows so that you can bring a little bit into your home.
Yeah, I hope that we're giving ideas to people. And that's what I want. I want people to say, you know what? I want that in my house. Don't think you're going to do it in a weekend, but you can definitely get there if you find the right contract, if you find the right contractor, and then you also work with your husband or wife, and you guys are a team working together to get that project done. That's really what it comes down to.
Did you, for your house, did you find any inspiration from any of the projects that you've done on Cousins Undercover or even before that with Kitchen Cousins? Or did
every
it
project.
Kind of, it, you, really, it all blended
yeah.
and you were like, I'll take this and this is a great idea and just mishmashed it all together?
Absolutely. My house is, we've done about 60 episodes. It's probably a part of each of those 60 episodes is inside this house.
Wow. Oh, wait. No, I can see it. That cabinet door is from episode 3. That range. Dude, you
there
stole
it
that.
There it is.
Yeah, I recognize that toaster oven.
It's like the Cousins Museum.
Yeah.
Are you going to charge tickets? That's why it's 1,000 square feet patio. That's for the roping line for people to come in.
What you don't realize is when we done shoot, I go back in, I steal something. The homeowner has no clue, and I put inside my house.
Finders keepers. I like that.
So your patio is 3 2x4s, a couple of bricks, some 2x10s, cedar pressure treated, some rocks. You got.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. Okay,
so what you're saying is you can build on a budget.
That's the.
Hey, listen, if you're stealing it, works out good.
Okay, so in the minute that we have left, I want to know about the big project you guys are doing, the restaurant in New Jersey. Like, when is that opening? When can we find out information about that?
So it's Telco Lofts in Jersey City. The rentals are going to be done in the next month. You can go on to telcojc.com, find all the information out. And the restaurant is going to open up, that's a little tough. We're looking end of September, early October.
Very nice.
That
definitely
going to
go check it out.
Yeah, I mean, in as much as you're Italian, you probably like food.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I am.
It'll probably be pretty good.
We're psyched for the grilling show.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it called?
It's called Grilling and Chilling.
Get out.
Grilling and Chilling on You Live this summer, August.
We are all over it.
Question.
Yes.
Is it You Live or You Live?
Don't know. No idea. I actually thought you got it wrong when you said You Live. Like, oh.
I call it You Live. I call You Live.
Well, that's positive. You Live.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. John Culinary, Brutal SC Construction, Cousins Undercover. Follow him on Twitter. And thanks for hanging out with us. Keep your design and DIY inspired while you're on the move with more of my Fix It Up Life tips and ideas on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
You might be open-minded. You might be out of reach. But I am so overexcited to see you another day. Bye, 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 that you are, bye. Ba-da-doo-wop-ba, ba-da-doo-wop-ba. Ba-ba-ba-da-doo-wop-ba, ba-da-doo-wop-ba.